Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. There's a hill I run up as part of almost every run I've been doing as part of this marathon prep. And every time I come up to this hill, I find myself mentally preparing. Some days I'm excited for the challenge, some days I'm dreading it, and most days I'm simply bracing myself to get it done and over with. Either way, encountering a big hill on a run, especially faster runs, can be mentally challenging. You've been holding a steady target pace, and all of a sudden you watch your average pace dropping gradually as you try to not blow up your legs. Or you push harder to keep up with the pace, but your legs start to fill with acid and feel like blocks. Both of these are hard to recover from. You either find yourself having to speed up after the hill to make up for lost time, or having to slow down after the hill to let the legs recover. Either way, it affects your finishing time for that run negatively, and that can sometimes be demoralizing. But there's a reason I don't simply choose another route to avoid this hill, even though I have plenty of routes that I could take that would avoid it. It's because I know that the more comfortable I can get with managing hills in training, the more comfortable I'll be when I come up against one on race day. That way, rather than seeing the hills as an enemy taken away from your precious seconds off your PB, you start to see them as an accomplice preparing you for what's to come. And excuse the personification of a hill, but if you've done a lot of running, you'll understand where the mind goes at times. With that said, last week's plan contained the first hill-specific run. 12 times 2-minute uphill repeats at a fast pace with a jog back down in between each one. There was only one place I was going to go for that session. As you can imagine, after running that hill 12 times in a row at much faster than race pace, I'll be much less concerned in future when I have to run it once or twice in a longer run. Building confidence in this way in training is almost as important as the actual physiological adaptation. Put simply, the reason we do hard things in training is so that we can do them when it matters most, whether that be on marathon day or in your GAA championship final or on your powerlifting testing day or next time you go to race 5k with your mates. The rest of the week consisted of a 7-mile run with 5 of those miles at marathon race pace and an 18-mile long slow run along with 3 strength sessions. So that's 6 weeks in the bag and 12 weeks to go till marathon day. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.